cycle of breath 3 more times. Then continue to breathe long and deep for 1 more minute. On the inhale, extend your diaphragm, and on the exhale, let it relax. Inhale, extending your diaphragm, and on the exhale, release. This breath pattern will ensure that you inhale and exhale completely. Set the intention to align your energy with the supportive guidance that is surrounding you now. Once you feel your energy shift to a peaceful, calm, inspired frequency, pick up your journal and write this sentence at the top of the page. Thank you, guidance of the highest truth and compassion. You can name your guide here if you wish, for showing me what you want me to know. Feel free to be more specific by asking them to reveal to you how to handle a certain situation. For 5 minutes or more, let your pen flow onto the page. Don't edit anything. Just let it flow. Let guidance flow. Wayne Dyer said, "When you remember to stay in spirit, you'll realize that when one thing appears to be going wrong, you can see clearly 10 things that are going right. As soon as you align your thoughts and energy with a loving guide, you will be given clear direction, creative solutions, radical inspiration, peace, and so much more. Guidance comes in many forms. Pay attention to everything and dismiss nothing." Upon establishing your spiritual connection through this process, you may notice that people respond to your energy differently. Experiences that used to stress you out may be easier to navigate. Wild synchronicities may show up in your life. You might even feel as though the presence of spirit is always by your side. Each time you choose to tune into spirit, guidance of the highest truth will show up for you. Over the next week, continue to practice your prayer, meditation, and journaling exercise. Then document the connections and guidance you receive. Take notes in your journal throughout the day and pay close attention to each sign of guidance. These 3 steps will make spiritual guidance easy to access and strengthen your connection to it. For the next week, practice these 3 steps each morning. 1. Tune in through prayer and invoke the presence of your guide. 2. Relax and receive guidance through meditation. 3. Document the guidance you receive. The more time you devote to these methods, the more undeniable the presence of spirit will become. When you consciously choose to align with the presence of spirit, you will notice incredible shifts occur in your energy, your experiences, and the people you encounter in everyday life. Your ego will want to resist it at all costs, saying things like, "This is just a coincidence," or, "That would have happened anyway." Your consistency can combat this ego backlash. When you consistently welcome spirit into your consciousness, you commit to a deeper connection with the guidance around you. Pay attention to the divine guidance you receive and let spirit show you what to do. Rely on a higher power. Living a super attractor life means that we learn to rely on a higher power. Each time we rely on our own strength and turn our back on spirit, we weaken our connection to the universe and to our super attractor power. Relying on a higher power keeps us connected to the spiritual realm and to infinite possibilities, synchronicity, and joy. Being guided doesn't mean that we give up our own decision-making ability, but it does mean that decisions come more easily. We feel clear and directed rather than uncertain and hesitant. When we encounter obstacles, we know where to turn for help and we receive divine direction. Relying on a higher power adds richness to your life because you no longer feel pressured to figure everything out. You can let go and allow. The universal energy of love is within you, but often you need help connecting to it. Let the universe and your guides be your constant bridge back to love, strength, and clear direction. Don't be afraid to ask for spiritual guidance in any situation. When you're at the doctor's office, ask spirit to work through the healthcare provider. When you're in a job interview, invite spirit to speak through you with confidence. Or when you're arguing with a friend, ask spirit to intervene and help you find forgiveness and solutions. There is nothing you cannot surrender. And most of all, trust in the guidance around you all the time, not just when it seems convenient, but all the time. I want you to make relying on spirit your daily habit. The more you lean on spirit, the more you will be led. Do less and attract more. Trust that your alignment with the universe is enough to co-create the world you want to see. Lesson 38 of A Course in Miracles teaches, "There is nothing my holiness cannot do." When you surrender your will to the care of spirit and the universe, you attune your energy to an ever-present stream of well-being. In this surrendered state, you accept your holiness, and there's nothing you cannot do. Accepting your holiness means you have strong faith in the universe and spiritual guidance. Your faith makes attracting second nature. In this space of faith, you allow the universe to flow, and you can do less and attract more. Let spirit take the wheel. Many people live with the mistaken belief that they must control in order to attract. We are all controlling in our own ways, even if we don't identify as such. But the universe doesn't respond to controlling energy. The universe responds when we let go and welcome divine guidance. When there is a controlling energy behind your actions, you won't receive the outcome you truly want. The key to attracting your desires is to release them. Letting go offers us all we want, but doing it can feel tricky. Your fear resists it stubbornly. One thing to expect is that some areas of your life may be easier to turn over to spirit, while others are harder. This is normal. For example, you may find it easy to rely on spirit in your career, but discover that you resist it in your relationships. It helps to begin practicing connecting to your guides and surrendering in the areas where you are more detached, where things don't feel so high stakes, and you have a more relaxed attitude toward the outcome. In time, it will become easier to release your bigger attachments. Get into this habit by surrendering something you are less attached to. Practice letting spirit support you in an area of your life where it's easy for you to receive. This way, you can begin to create spiritual proof that you are indeed guided. That spiritual proof will give you faith that the universe has your back and that it's safe to let go. Each moment of faith adds up. With your newfound faith, you'll be inspired to turn over more and more areas of your life to the care of a higher power of your own understanding. A spiritual connection is a habit that requires that you rely on a higher power rather than your own will. So surrender the small stuff as well as the big stuff. Ask spirit for help with your meal prep just as you would with a medical problem. There is no request too big or small. The spiritual realm is waiting for you to ask and receive. Turn it all over to the universe and expect divine guidance. When you rely on a higher power, you cultivate the ability to be still and embrace the present moment. This frees you from spending time or mental effort worrying about how things are going. You'll no longer obsess about the future or feel unsettled about what's not yet happening. You will feel faithful regardless of the circumstances. When we cultivate a connection to spirit, we can trust in the universe no matter what. Believing in a higher power. Belief is a prerequisite to becoming a super attractor. Each time we surrender our will to spirit, we deepen our belief in a power greater than ourselves. I don't expect you to transcend your fear and believe in spiritual guidance right away. My hope is that you will continue to connect to spiritual guidance regularly to strengthen your belief every day. Say a prayer, meditate on the energy of love, suspend your disbelief for 1 minute, and feel your way into faith one step at a time. There is so much relief in knowing that there is a power greater than you guiding you every step of the way. When we believe in a higher power, we can stop worrying, controlling, and obsessing over the how, when, or why. We can get out of the way and allow spirit to guide us. We can let others help us, let intuition flow, and create from a place of inspiration. Believing in spiritual guidance gives us certainty and the freedom to keep dreaming even when we can't yet see the result. If you are waiting for a result, it's spirit that gives you peace in the interim. When what you desire feels far from reach, it's spirit that gives you direction and the inspiration to move forward. Freedom, peace, and joy come from living in spirit, and it begins with your willingness to let go. Part of living in union with your spirit guides is trusting that you are worthy of the love of the universe. We tend to resist our spiritual connection because deep down we don't believe we're worthy of support and unconditional love. We think we have to be the creator. And we forget that we come from an ever-present energy of love that created us. Living in connection to spirit means that we remember that we are one with this energy of love and that there's nothing we cannot do when we're aligned with the universe. My prayer is that these concepts become more than just words you read in spiritual books. My prayer is that they become truths that you know on a deep level. You deserve to know your magnificence, feel supported, and live with ease. Miracles are your birthright. It's time to remember. I encourage you to let yourself off the hook and have some fun with the practices in this chapter. This is an opportunity to try a new behavior pattern, so treat it as an adventure. It will become easier and easier to let go when you let yourself enjoy the process of being guided. With your trust in your spirit guides, you can rest easy knowing that you are being led every step of the way. It feels so exciting to write these lessons. Each word I write is a reminder of the support that's available to us at all times. I have big visions for how this book will support you. I have faith in a powerful plan beyond my own, because I can feel the free-flowing creative energy of spiritual guidance and love moving through me as I read these words. This is spiritual connection and manifestation in action, right here, right now. With your connection to spirit, anything is possible. In Chapter 8, you will tap into your guides and the energy of the universe so you can take the next steps in co-creating your desires. I will teach you my spiritually aligned action method, which will give you confidence in the steps you take toward your desires. Get psyched for what's to come and invite spirit to continue this journey with you. Chapter 8, Taking Spiritually Aligned Action. In 2008, I was just a few years into my career as a life coach and motivational speaker. I was living in New York City and hosting lectures at hotels, yoga studios, and community centers. I led group coaching workshops in my apartment, and I was preaching to anyone who would listen. I was on a mission to spread my message to the masses. At this time, I felt a new zeitgeist emerging. It seemed as if more women, especially, were turning to spirituality instead of shoe boutiques and the quest for happiness. Lots of people were becoming health conscious, trading cocktails and clubs for green juice and yoga. All over the world, I could see spiritual seekers longing for permission to wake up. In them, I recognized myself when I was first setting off on my spiritual path. They were looking for a community of like-minded people. They wanted guidance on how to open up to a spiritual connection. I felt that it was my responsibility to let them know that they were not alone. I wanted to tell them it was hip to be spiritual and that they could be free to explore new beliefs. I so strongly believed in sharing my message with a bigger audience that I decided to apply my PR savvy to get the word out about what I saw happening. One afternoon, I had an inspired idea and burst out, "There is a new movement of life coaches and spiritual seekers. I'm going to pitch a story about it to the New York Times Sunday Style section." This had seemingly come out of nowhere, and my intern looked at me with a confused expression. But I was inspired, faithful, and confident. I listened to the divine guidance I received, and I knew it was time to act on it. I grabbed the number of a reporter I knew who wrote for the Style section and dialed immediately. To my surprise, he answered. "This is Alan." "Hey, Alan, it's Gabby Bernstein," I said. "We met a while back at a dinner in Soho. I'm calling because I have a neat story for you." Alan said, "Tell me, quickly. I don't have a lot of time." "Got it," I said. "The pitch is something like this. All the girls who used to want to be Carrie Bradshaw now want to be more like self-help author Wayne Dyer. There's a new movement, and I can give you a full story on this trend." "Interesting. I'll get back to you." His tone was just a little snarky, but his interest was all I needed. The seed was planted, and I released my pitch to the universe. Intuitively, I knew there was something awesome to come. Nearly 9 months went by with very little response from Alan. He'd check in from time to time to see what I was up to and let me know that there was still interest in the story. I remained patient and faithful, and I trusted that my powerful intentions combined with my faith were enough to allow my vision for this story to become my reality. I let it go and allowed the universe to do her thing. Instead of obsessing over each email or trying to force anything, I turned over my goal to the care of the universe. I knew that everything would unfold exactly as it should. I focused instead on being of service every day, on spreading my message and helping more people discover and strengthen their spiritual connections. A Course in Miracles says, "Those who are certain of the outcome can afford to wait and wait without anxiety." I was certain that whatever happened would be of the highest good, which made it easy to be patient. I received no real response about my pitch until the fall of 2009 when Alan called me out of the blue. He said, "Gabby, it's Alan. The Times has picked up your story. I have a week to interview, do a photo shoot, check out your group coaching, and write the piece. Let's get on it." My story was coming to life. Within 24 hours, I had scheduled the photo shoot and set up my interview with Alan. At 9 p.m. that Wednesday, Alan came to my little studio apartment to sit in on my group coaching session, surrounded by eager young women meditating and praying. Afterward, he stuck around to interview me so he could get a better sense of my work. We sat on the futon couch, behind which hung a huge vision board that spanned the entire wall. This board held the pictures I had collected to represent all the dreams I had for my life: a loving couple holding hands, engagement rings, inspirational quotes, and white sand beaches. In the bottom right-hand corner, I'd pinned up a masthead from the New York Times Sunday Style section. Alan pointed at the masthead and said, "What's this?" I explained I'd been manifesting this story for a while. 3 years earlier, I'd seen a feature in the Style section about some food blogger friends of mine. While reading the piece, I'd thought about how I wanted that type of story for my own work. So I ripped out the masthead and put it on my vision board. It had been pinned there for 3 years. Alan looked shocked. He turned to me and said, "I wrote that story about the food bloggers. That masthead is from the piece I wrote 3 years ago. And now, 3 years later, I'm writing your cover story for the Style section. Wow, I guess all this spiritual stuff works." In that moment, I smiled as I received a little wink from the universe. This synchronicity was a sure sign that I had surrendered to the natural laws of manifesting and allowed the universe to have my back as I co-created my reality. Thankfully, I didn't try to control this manifestation, but instead allowed it to come into form naturally. The cover story was a major catalyst for my career and helped me fulfill my vision of sharing spirituality with a broader audience. My patience, certainty, and faith cleared space for the universe, guides, and angels to deliver. Spirit works through people to support your great work in the world. When you follow your intuition and inspiration, you can be sure Spirit is guiding you. I know that many spirits worked through Alan to make this happen. The story is a nice example of how we can effortlessly co-create with the universe when we merge our actions with inspiration. Without realizing it at the time, I had applied a specific method to manifest my vision into reality. Today, I refer to it as the spiritually aligned action method. When you apply this method to anything you desire, you can trust that you're co-creating with the universe rather than forcing a vision into form. The spiritually aligned action method is a practice that requires inspiration and faith in spirit. When we merge our desire with our faith, we can take action from a place of peace rather than control. It's this presence of peace that allows the universe to support us fully. By taking spiritually aligned action, we can trust that an energy beyond our own is working on our behalf and that everything is working out for us, even if we don't know exactly when or how it will happen. This method will help you attune your energy to that peaceful, inspired presence so that everything you do will be backed with your super attractor power. Follow these steps and practice them regularly to see how supportive the universe can be when you take spiritually aligned action. My spiritually aligned action method. Step 1. Make sure your desire is backed by inspiration and service. My desire to have a cover story in the New York Times Sunday Style section was backed with service. I knew the story would help new seekers feel less alone, heal their fearful perceptions, and become a support system to other people seeking solutions. I was greatly inspired by this desire to serve. I deeply understood what it felt like to be a new spiritual seeker, and I wanted others like me to never feel alone. The sense of belonging was what I had longed for when I started out on my own spiritual path. With clear service and inspiration behind my wish to be in the Times, I removed all disbelief. I stayed committed to my manifestation by sticking to high-vibe thoughts of how this story would help readers seeking a spiritual awakening of their own. When the desire you're manifesting is aligned with service and inspiration, it's invincible. Because my primary intention was to help spread the message of spiritual awareness to new seekers, the process was backed with an unstoppable force of inspiration. It wasn't about feeding my ego. Instead, I wanted to help wake up a new generation of seekers. I learned a clear and lasting lesson from this experience. True manifestations are powered by service and inspiration. You may be thinking, how do I know if my desire is backed with service and inspiration? You may also be thinking, what if what I want isn't about changing the world? What if I want to find love or get out of debt? How is that of service to others? It's important to understand that if your desire brings you joy, then it's backed with inspiration. And as long as your desire is in the pursuit of the highest good for all, you can trust it will be supported by spirit. Your sincere joy and desire to serve bring more light to the world. But it's equally important to tune in to why you want something and understand what energy is behind it. There are times when we really want something because it will make us feel better or more special than others. Other times we desire something because we hope it will mask one of our core wounds and help us avoid healing it. For instance, maybe you want a promotion at work so your family will approve of you, or maybe you want to buy something expensive just so you can show off to your friends. Or maybe you want a relationship because you don't feel complete on your own and are scared of being single. These example desires are backed by neediness and fear. They don't feel inspired or service-oriented because they're filled with a need for external validation or completion rather than inner peace. Check in with yourself about any ego-driven desires that may be present. It's wonderful to be unapologetic about what you want, but always pay attention to the energy that backs up your desire. One simple way to clear up the energy behind your desire is to ask yourself, does this desire make me feel inspired and serve others? Take a moment to write in your journal about how your desire lights you up. Then take it even further and write about how your inspiration and positive energy serves others. Let your pen flow and write your way into powerful alignment. When you align your energy with this service and inspiration, you can trust that it will propel your vision forward. Try writing for at least 5 minutes in your journal and then read over what you wrote. Let yourself feel into the feelings of joy, inspiration, and great contribution. Give yourself permission to celebrate your desires. Step 2, believe the universe will deliver. Because I felt so inspired and connected to the service behind my desire, it was easy to believe that the universe had my back. I knew that there was an audience for my work, and I knew it needed to get out to the world. When I reflected on how much my spiritual teachers had served me on my path, I knew that I could do the same for a new generation of seekers. I was so lit up by my desire that I unapologetically claimed my vision of getting my work in front of the people who needed it most. When we're spiritually aligned with our desires, we can have faith that the universe is co-creating with us. I also had a lot of clarity behind my desire. I knew that this story needed to be in the New York Times Sunday Style section because that's where my reader was. She was looking for happiness in the next fashion trend, and I saw a beautiful opportunity to meet her where she was and remind her of what she truly wanted most, a spiritual life. But I didn't limit my belief. I trusted that it would be the New York Times or something better. When claiming your desire, it's important to state clearly what you want and then surrender it by adding this or something better. This way, you stay open to the creative guidance from the universe and don't limit your manifesting power. Often the universe has a plan that's better than your own. The more you believe in the support of the universe, the more you will receive. You can accept that manifesting is a collaborative process and that spirit will lead the way when you're inspired. I believed in the vision because it made me feel good. The strength of my belief is what gave me the inner power to pick up the phone and call Alan in the first place. Belief comes when you feel unapologetic about your desires and unafraid to claim them. By praying and meditating daily, I stayed connected to the spirit and service behind my desire. Maintaining this connection allowed me to stay committed to my vision, even when Alan was silent for months. Your ego may resist the concept of believing in the guidance of the universe. When you notice this resistance, go back to your journal and read what you wrote about how your desire brings you joy and serves the world. The more you align your thoughts and energy with the joy and service of your desire, the more you'll believe that the universe has your back. Step 3, take action from a place of spiritual alignment. With inspiration, service, and belief, you're ready to take action. You'll know you're taking spiritually aligned action because it will feel almost effortless. You won't second guess yourself or ask for the opinions of others. You'll feel connected to every move you make. Every action will be backed with genuine confidence and fearlessness. There will be no resistance in your way. I was in a clear state of spiritual alignment when I fearlessly picked up the phone to pitch the New York Times. My high vibes and confidence came through the phone line. Had I lacked spiritual alignment in that moment, Alan would have hung up before I even delivered the pitch. Spiritual alignment is what put this manifestation into motion. Taking action from a spiritually aligned place is an awesome feeling. You don't question yourself. You're upbeat, and you know you're on the right track. It doesn't even matter how others respond because your alignment is enough to keep positive momentum flowing through your desires. The universe will quickly reflect your alignment back to you. The next steps will unfold naturally. Whatever action you take from spiritual alignment will be greatly supported. Step 4. Have patience. Thanks to my patience, I didn't push Alan to write the story. Had I done that, I probably would have pissed him off and deflected the opportunity. Instead, I settled into my strong belief and allowed the story to come out at the perfect time. The piece landed 1 month before my first book, Add More Ing to Your Life, was set to release, and right before I headed off on a book tour. This publicity helped open countless doors for me from that point on. Patience and faith in the universal timing allowed the manifestation to happen at the perfect time. It's important to understand how patience is a great virtue when it comes to attracting your desires. When you connect to the feeling of knowing that whatever is of the highest good is coming to you, then you can relax and trust it's on the way. If you're reading this thinking, "I'm totally screwed, patience is not my strong suit," then I want to reassure you that you can cultivate patience by following the first 3 steps in this method. When you merge inspiration, service, and belief, you can trust that you're aligned with spirit and are being guided to the highest good for all. Get yourself into an excited state. Dream big. And don't be afraid to believe in your visions. When you do this, patience will come naturally. Manifesting is an art. The spiritually aligned action method will help you access a creative force within. As with any creative project, we must hone our skills and allow inspiration to move through us. When we embody this creative force, life gets really fun. But it's important to know that manifesting isn't about having total control or satisfying all our short-term desires. True manifesting isn't even about getting what we think we want. It's about receiving what is of the highest good for all. Yes, you will have experiences in which you'll attract an outcome that is exactly as you projected. But controlling outcomes to get just what you want isn't the goal. Remember, your plan is not always the best plan. When you surrender to the art of manifesting, you can trust that spirit is guiding you toward your desires and much more. Manifesting is the creative process of aligning with the energy of the universe to co-create an experience that elevates your spirit and the spirit of the world. Manifesting isn't about getting, it's about becoming. The more you let go, the more you become a match for what you desire. Remember that your energy attracts its likeness. Following the spiritually aligned action method will help you get out of the way and let the universe support you. You'll no longer feel stuck, blocked, or powerless. Instead, you'll harness the creative forces within you and take powerful actions from that place of super attractor power. The positive, faithful energy that you embody will be a reflection of the energy of the universe. In a state of positive flow, the universe matches your vibrational frequency and aligns you with your desires. When you're spiritually aligned, listening to the voice of your inner wisdom and allowing the love of the universe to lead you, you're in a state of faith rather than fear. When you follow the spiritually aligned action method, you allow the universe to guide you to what is of the highest good. Let's try the method now. To start, take an honest inventory of how you may be praying for what you think you need. In what ways are you controlling your actions to try to force an outcome? Are you trying different tactics to turn your romantic partner into someone they're not? Are you pushing to get your work seen on social media? Look at the ways in which your actions are backed with fear rather than faith. Start paying regular attention to how your controlling requests to the universe may be blocking you from receiving what is of the highest good. It's safe to get honest about the ways you block the flow of the universe. We must look at our egos in order to bring them to the light. There are countless instances in my own life when I've tried to control rather than surrender. I tried to control the timing of my conception and the outcome of a book launch, and I spent my 20s trying to control every romantic partner in order to feel safe. I'm not ashamed of the ways I detoured into fear. I'm proud that I can see these misaligned moments as opportunities to witness my disconnect from the universe. The sooner you look at the ways you're trying to control the universe, the sooner you can surrender. Make a list in your journal of all the ways you're controlling your desires. Once you're clear about the ways you're trying to control situations, it's time to redirect your energy and apply the spiritually aligned action method. Choose one area of your life that you've been controlling and begin to apply the method to it over the next week. 1. Tap into the inspiration behind your desire and see how that inspiration serves the world. In your journal, make a list of all the ways that your desire lights you up and how your light brings service to others. Remember that there is service in your joy as long as it doesn't come at another's expense. Your desire for joy is not selfish. Your joy is a gift to the world and to everyone around you. 2. Believe the universe will deliver. In your journal, write clearly what you desire and then surrender it by adding this or something better. Then spend time every day in silent meditation in order to align your energy with the service and inspiration behind your desire. In your meditation, let go of all doubts and questions and let yourself dream about your vision. Feel into the feelings of inspiration and service behind your desire. Hold visions of yourself fulfilling your desire and all the positive energy you bring to the world. See the people who are elevated in the presence of your desire and joy. Let belief set in. Meditating on the service and inspiration behind your desire helps you believe you are worthy of bringing it to life. For audio guidance in this meditative process, download my free vision making meditation on the book resources page at gabbybernstein.com/superattractor. 3. Take action from a place of spiritual alignment. As soon as you feel steps 1 and 2 take effect, you'll know you're ready to take spiritually aligned action because you'll feel relaxed, faithful, and confident. A sure sign it's time to take action is when you're no longer attached to the outcome. Detachment implies faith. Feel the faith behind your desire and confidently make your first move. Maybe you pick up the phone, call the woman you've been admiring, and ask her on a date. Or maybe you propose a bold new project at work. As soon as you feel aligned, take action. 4. Be patient. Patience implies you know that what you desire is on the way. When you're patient, you let the universe do for you what you cannot do for yourself. You clear space for the energy of the universe to support you in ways that you cannot imagine. Practice patience and allow. To practice patience, use this prayer to let go and allow. I lean into the inspiration of my desires, and I know it's enough to lead me toward what is of the highest good. I surrender this desire to the universe, and I know I'm being guided. Your patience will be valuable when you're waiting on others to support your desires. Patience creates space for the universe to work through people. When you're no longer energetically strangling others to make things happen on your schedule, you can set them free to receive their own guidance from the universe. When someone feels pressured, they can't receive the messages they need in order to support your desires. This is an important lesson I've learned to apply with my team. As an entrepreneur, I've had to practice a lot of patience. As soon as I let go, apply the spiritually aligned action method, and embrace patience, my team shows up in the most magnificent ways. They present me with ideas that I never could have thought of, and they make creative decisions without relying on me to call the shots. Let other people off the hook so they can allow the universe to move through them. Patient people give off an energy of expansion, peace, and grace. That vibrational frequency is exactly what the universe responds to. Watch with patience as the amazing gifts of your creation naturally come into form. Admire the work and the timing of the universe. If you let go and allow, you'll be in awe of what transpires. Pay attention to how it feels to take spiritually aligned action. After a week of practicing the spiritually aligned action method, document your experience in your Super Attractor journal. Describe in great detail exactly how it feels to take action from this state. Maybe you feel free and easygoing. Maybe you breathe easily, no longer obsessed with an outcome. Write it down so you can remember the feeling and your emotional state. Acknowledging how you feel when you take spiritually aligned action will help you the next time you take an action. Become crystal clear about the difference between how it feels to take action from fear versus faith. Know this difference intimately so that you can catch yourself in the moment and pivot. When you notice yourself misaligned with your actions, return to the 4-step method and realign. Taking action from any space other than spiritual alignment won't support your desires. The promises of the spiritually aligned action method. When you practice this method consistently, you'll no longer feel the need to control your life. You'll feel empowered by the actions that you take. In many ways, you feel like a new person. When you stop controlling and start allowing, you begin to notice your nervous system shift. This happened for me in the most incredible way. When I truly surrendered to the spiritually aligned action method and made it my default, my life totally transformed. I was less stressed, my mind was clear, and my body was relaxed. I felt more supported by the universe and other people, and I sensed divine guidance every step of the way. Best of all, I felt serene knowing that my spiritually aligned actions were enough to set my desires in motion. I knew I'd done my part and that the more patient I became, the more I'd receive. I learned how to get out of the way and stop interfering with the natural order. My hope is that this method will empower you, support you, and most importantly, give you peace. When you start to trust that your aligned actions are enough, you can stop pushing and start receiving. This is an amazing way to live. If you're someone who's been trying to control life, I strongly encourage you to make this method your highest priority. Even if you don't apply any of the other principles in the book and just master this one method, you'll feel your super attractor power increase immensely. I want to hear your miracles. Diligently practice this method for 1 month, and then I welcome you to email me through the resources page at gabbybernstein.com/superattractor and let me know what happens. I want to celebrate your miracles with you. Applying the spiritually aligned action method is a great service to the world. When you take action from a place of inspiration, service, and faith, the universe can create momentum that will have a big impact on others. The story I manifested on the front page of the Sunday Style section was not just an awesome manifestation, it was a divine service to the world. That story put my spiritual teachings in front of new seekers, aiding them in the discovery of their own spiritual paths. A week after the story came out, I received a call from a young woman named Nicole who lived in New York City. When I got on the phone with her, she said, "I read this article in the Sunday Style section and it's exactly what I needed. I've been struggling to find purpose and happiness, and your work inspired me to shift my focus and open to a spiritual path." That conversation led Nicole to begin coaching privately with me. We worked together for a few years, and her life changed dramatically. She began to welcome a world beyond the fast-paced New York life, the fashion magazine she worked at, or her social status. She embraced a spiritual life that gave her everything she desired. Today, more than a decade later, Nicole is a trusted authority on wellness, a spiritual guide to her community, and a deeply aligned mother. She and I are dear friends, and I'm so proud of her contribution to the world. Nicole and I both know that the story she read over brunch about a young woman on a spiritual path was the catalyst for her own awakening, which redirected the course of her life. When you take spiritually aligned action, your desires will be supported in ways you couldn't ever have imagined. You can trust that following this method will speed up your attracting, give you a great sense of tranquility, and support the world. Your service-backed desire, faith, and patience put you into energetic alignment with the universe, clearing the way for miracles far beyond anything you could make happen. Practicing the spiritual aligned action method sets you up to claim your desires when the universe delivers them. A powerful way we claim our desires and multiply miracles is by appreciating and appreciating more. In the next chapter, I guide you to make appreciation a daily practice. When you freely, openly, and constantly appreciate everything that is thriving, every valuable lesson you've learned, and every miracle you receive, you become a magnet for greatness. Continue listening and welcome the power of appreciation. Chapter 9. Appreciate and Appreciate More. In 2012, as part of my book tour for Spirit Junkie, my UK publishers, Hay House, invited me to London. I'd never been there before, so it was especially nice to be greeted by Hay House's young, enthusiastic publicist, Jessica. She was close to my age and a real go-getter. Jessica was so excited to welcome me. She had my 2 weeks organized and planned perfectly. Not only had she coordinated several events, but she'd also landed me some of the best media placements in the country. I was blown away by her hard work, professionalism, and engaging personality. And to top it off, she introduced me to her favorite spots for high tea and fancy cakes. Jessica and I spent a lot of time together in those 2 weeks. I really relied on her, and there was something about her energy that made me feel very taken care of. Toward the end of the tour, we took a trip to Birmingham, where I was scheduled to give a talk. It was a real adventure. We met at the train station and set out north on the 2.5-hour journey. On the train ride, we started talking about everything that we were hoping to manifest in our lives. I confided in Jessica and said, "I'm meeting my boyfriend in Paris next week, and I think he's going to propose to me." She responded, "That's such a coincidence because I'm traveling with my boyfriend to Portugal in 2 weeks, and I have a sense he'll propose too." We excitedly talked about how we saw our futures with our soon-to-be fiancés, the children we hoped to have, and our careers. The one thing we both wanted most in our lives was freedom to do what brought us joy. Jessica opened up to me and said that even though she loved living in London and was so grateful for her job, one day she hoped to live in a slower-paced, more peaceful country town. She dreamed of having a job that would let her work from home with her children. I listened to her closely and said, "With your skills, you could work from anywhere. People are always looking for great publicists and planners." I went on and on about how much I appreciated her expertise and hard work. I complimented her work ethic and expressed my deep appreciation. Then out of nowhere, I said, "Maybe one day we'll work together. Imagine that." She said, "That would be a dream." After my successful UK trip, I headed to Paris filled with appreciation for Jessica and all her support. As I expected, Zach proposed to me in Paris. I was elated. Upon returning to New York, I emailed Jessica to tell her the news. She responded that her boyfriend had proposed as well. The desires we had talked about on the train had started manifesting. 4 years went by, and I continued to work with Jessica whenever I visited the UK. Each year, we became closer friends. In that time, her position at Hay House UK rose to the level of events director. I witnessed Jessica really own her confidence in the work. She was thriving. Despite all her success, I wasn't surprised to get an email from her to say that she was moving to the countryside and looking for a new job outside the city. She was sad to leave her big job at Hay House, but knew it was the right decision for her future. She wanted to have a child, work from home, and live with the ease that a long commute to London wouldn't allow for. In many respects, Jessica and I were tracking at the same pace. Zach and I had started to spend most of our time outside of New York City. At this time, I was consciously slowing down and repeating my life mantra, "Everything is happening around me and I'm truly taken care of." I was manifesting more support in my career, and I was open to creative possibilities. The day I received the email from Jessica that she'd left Hay House and moved to the country, a loud inner voice spoke through me and said, "Work with her." I had no idea how this would make sense since I wasn't looking to hire an event planner or a publicist, but I knew how hard she worked and how smart she was, and I had a sense that she'd be able to figure out whatever I threw her way. So I followed my gut and called Jessica immediately to offer her a position. She accepted on the spot. Within a month of working with Jessica, it was clear that she was going to be an integral part of my team. Now Jessica is living in the country with her husband and their baby, working with me as a senior project manager. She reminds me regularly how grateful she is to work with such a mission-driven company, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. We have given each other freedom, security, and growth. A little dream and a lot of appreciation brought our desires into form. Not a day goes by when I don't appreciate Jessica for all that she brings into my business and my life. Our mutual appreciation has created a working relationship beyond our wildest dreams. We got everything we hoped for. I believe that this divine manifestation came out of the energy of appreciation. The feelings of appreciation and enthusiasm we felt on that train in 2012 sent out a clear desire to the universe. Our appreciation for each other released all resistance and doubt. Appreciation cleared the path for the manifestation to happen naturally and at the perfect time. One of the most important elements of co-creating the life you desire is to let appreciation lead you. Whatever you appreciate, you create more of. This is because when you're in a state of appreciation, you're in vibrational alignment with your true love nature. Appreciation is an energy of acceptance and non-resistance, and without resistance, we are super attractors. In a state of appreciation, you're relaxed, surrendered, and faithful. That is the perfect energy for allowing your desires to come into form. When you're aligned with appreciation, you can surrender your desires to the universe and trust in a plan beyond your own. That was the case for me and Jessica. We focus on appreciation, and the universe led us in the right direction. Appreciation gets you out of your own way. The goal of this book is to help you release control and allow the universe to support your desires. The fastest way to let go of control is to be in a state of appreciation. When you assume this energy, you feel good in the present moment, regardless of whether your desires have manifested, and you're having fun along the way to what you want. When we're in a state of appreciation, we're actively allowing more of what we want to come toward us while dissolving the blocks to the presence of our super attractor power. Appreciation connects you to your super attractor power. When you're focused on what's working and thriving, you feel good. And that good feeling state is what attracts more of what you want. But many people act in ways that are completely contrary to this. They obsess over what's not working because they feel hopeless, or they frequently complain, which may offer some temporary relief from their discomfort, but nothing more. Fixating on the negative only creates more of what we don't want, whereas focusing on what we can appreciate in our lives moves us to a better point of attraction. Almost all of us can be thankful and grateful for some aspect of our world. Often when I share this suggestion with people, it's met with some resistance. People say things like, "But if I appreciate this bad situation, I'll stay stuck here." They think their appreciation tells the universe that they're happy right where they are. In fact, their appreciation is their ticket out. Focusing on feeling good is much more valuable than focusing on your exact desire or goal. The universe responds to energy and delivers circumstances and opportunities that are a vibrational match. If your desire feels far from reach, concentrate on what feels good and you'll get closer to your desire. Let the universe respond swiftly to your good feeling emotions, and before you know it, you'll be closer to what you really want. Appreciating what you do have puts you in the right state of mind to receive better opportunities, and it makes you more receptive to creative solutions you otherwise might have missed. It clears space for you to pay attention to the kindness and support of others. There is a powerful energy behind the emotion of appreciation, and it will elevate you, open your mind, and make you a magnet for what you desire. You don't have to find appreciation for things that aren't working. Instead, appreciate anything else. Whatever isn't working will benefit. Assuming an energy of appreciation is the fastest way out of a negative obsession. A great example is my friend Alex. He made a bad business decision that he couldn't get out of. For months, he obsessed about what he could have done differently and how much better things could be if he hadn't made this choice. His point of attraction was focused on what wasn't working rather than what was. And the more he tried to get out of the negativity, the more negative he felt. This is because sometimes when we try really hard to move out of a negative stance, we actually bring more energy to it. Finally, Alex hit bottom with his negative obsession and came to me for help. In an effort to guide him to a new energy, I asked him what he appreciated in his life right now. His first response was, "A lot, actually, but it feels far from reach because all I can think about is this big mistake." I explained to him that in this moment, he wasn't going to be able to think his way out of his negative story, but he could shift his focus. Willing to play along, Alex started reaching for appreciation. He talked about how he appreciated his wife and kids. He appreciated our friendship. He appreciated his ability to learn from his mistakes. And then he blurted out, "Well, I actually appreciate this mistake because now I won't make it again." In a matter of seconds, Alex was able to think his way out of his negative story through appreciation. His general appreciation gently led him to even appreciate his given circumstances. Try this out. Take an area of your life where you wish things were different. Maybe you want a fulfilling romantic relationship. Instead of focusing on how hard it is to date and how much you can't stand the people you're set up with, reach for something that you appreciate about your life right now. Think about the fulfilling relationship you have with a close friend. Appreciate your family and your community. By appreciating the relationships that are working, you change your energy about relationships overall. You can also go more general with your thoughts, appreciating your health, your creative projects, or anything else that makes you feel great. Maybe you want to manifest more abundance into your life, but all you think about is your debt. Start appreciating the abundance you do have. Appreciate your access to this audiobook. Appreciate the internet as a powerful resource for finding new employment or making money online. As soon as you redirect your focus, you'll embody the feeling of abundance necessary to be a super attractor. That feeling is what will attract more abundance into your life. Make appreciation a habit. There are many ways to make appreciation a habit. A great way is to begin your day with it. Write 3 to 5 pages of appreciation in your journal every morning. Abraham Hicks referred to this exercise as a rampage of appreciation. As you fill each page with what you appreciate, the love within you will expand and you'll feel awesome. You can write about the simplest things. Write about how you appreciate your comfortable bed, your morning coffee, the work you do, the friends you have. Or as my dear friend Joe Watson would say, be thankful for getting up in the morning. Everything else is gravy. You can get really specific and write about how you appreciate yourself for the way you handled a situation the day before. Just get into a fast flow of appreciation and let your pen glide across the page. You can also do this journaling exercise before you go to sleep. If you fall asleep in a state of appreciation, you raise your vibration while you rest. When you wake up in the morning, you'll feel no resistance, only love. Appreciate and appreciate more. Once you start to cultivate a feeling of appreciation, continue to reach for more. When you get into the flow of appreciation, you want to create even more momentum behind it. As soon as you start to smile, feel good, and possibly even get tingly or teary-eyed from your appreciation, keep going. Reach for more reasons to be appreciative. As you guide your thoughts toward more and more appreciation, you build momentum and magnify your good feeling vibration. Our fearful egos will often try to stifle our positive momentum. The ego's inner dialogue of fear is perpetuated by negative thoughts and beliefs. We've grown to rely on those fear-based beliefs to maintain a false sense of control and safety. But our true safety lies in our capacity to align with the love of the universe. That's why it's so important to proactively notice your good feelings and reach for more of them. Appreciate and appreciate more. Let the feelings flow freely so that you can feel a swell of energy in your body. When you feel appreciation set in, you can start to think about more things that you appreciate. Ride the wave of good feeling emotions to take advantage of your positive flow. Notice what happens when you reach for more. You may feel more energized. People around you will be lit up in your presence. Inspired ideas will surface naturally, and you'll feel strongly connected to a higher power. When you let appreciation flow through you, you become one with the love of the universe. You may even want to share your appreciation with someone else, as they will benefit big time from your high vibes. If you're feeling gratitude for someone in your life, go out of your way to tell them. Appreciation is contagious and has the power to totally shift the energy of a relationship. My husband and I have a practice of sharing our appreciation for each other the moment we wake up. The first words out of our mouths are, "I appreciate you because..." We list several reasons why we love and appreciate one another. Those mornings when we rush out of bed and skip our appreciation never have the same flow and positive energy as the days that begin with this practice. Make appreciation a habit so that you can effortlessly maintain a state of positive flow in your life. Appreciate your manifestations. Don't forget to express your appreciation once your desires manifest in your life. There's a really common phenomenon that occurs when people's manifestations come into form. At first, they're excited, but soon the inner voice of fear pipes up to sabotage the party. The voice of fear will make you believe that your manifestation is too good to be true or that something could go wrong. This is especially common when you've been waiting a long time to manifest the desire. That's where appreciation comes in. The moment you manifest your desire, go big with appreciation. Sit for a minute or two and reflect on how grateful you are for what you've created. Don't push past the moment of manifestation. Celebrate it. Your manifestation may ignite fear when you attract something that you struggle to keep. For example, a friend of mine has no trouble manifesting relationships but struggles to keep them. It's the same story over and over. The relationship starts off great, but within 6 months, the guy drops off the radar. Each time her relationship ends, it's as if she's replaying a scene in a mini drama. By the time she came to me for advice, she was blaming herself for the loss of these relationships. She kept saying, "I must not be interesting enough or smart enough. Is there something wrong with me?" I responded with a lot of compassion and explained that there was absolutely nothing wrong with her. What had gone wrong was her point of focus. She'd never truly let herself get excited about the relationship for fear she'd lose it. The devastation from the first breakup lingered in the back of her mind during every relationship that followed. Her fear of the relationship ending was the exact reason each new relationship would end. Every time a guy would break up with her, he'd say the same thing. "You're amazing, but something just feels off." What felt off was her resistance and fear. Does this situation sound familiar? Energetic sabotage can show up in any type of manifestation when we still have lingering resistance. Right when you manifest exactly what you want, the voice of fear will try to take you down. So as soon as you manifest your desires, ward off the ego backlash by going into a deep state of appreciation. The best way to keep your manifestation flourishing is to appreciate it. Let yourself go on an inner journey of appreciation. Think about how proud you are of yourself for attracting this desire. Celebrate the wonderful news and get excited to experience this new way of being. Bring only positivity and appreciation to your sacred manifestations. This practice will not only help you enjoy what you've manifested, but will also elevate your energy so that you can continue to manifest even more. Good things come to those who feel good. Appreciation is the antidote to worry. I'm a recovering worrier. I've spent countless hours worrying about things I couldn't control. Thankfully, over time, I've built up a strong spiritual practice and accumulated many tools to help me find a way out of the chaos of worry. The best tool of all has been appreciation. When you're in a state of appreciation, there's no room for worry because they cannot coexist. Whenever I notice myself worrying about something out of my control, I immediately start listing reasons to feel appreciative. These appreciations can be related to the issue I'm worrying about or not. It doesn't matter. What matters is that I'm shifting my focus off the addictive pattern of worrying and onto the positive habit of appreciation. The moment I redirect my focus, the worry dissolves. Some days I put this practice to use multiple times. I've done it so often now that appreciation is my default mode. We spend a lot of time focusing on what we're experiencing rather than how we're experiencing it. We forget that we can change our experience of anything simply by shifting our point of focus. Any situation can be experienced with more love when we choose to see it through the lens of appreciation. Even the tough times can be seen through this lens. When you choose a perspective of appreciation, you can find great growth opportunities instead of remaining the victim of your experience. For example, when I think about hitting bottom with my drug and alcohol addiction in 2005, I have nothing but appreciation. My deep gratitude for my recovery is what has kept me clean and sober for so many years. I appreciate my addiction because it was the catalyst for the spiritual path that I am on today. I don't judge myself for being a recovering alcoholic and addict. I celebrate it. Through appreciation, I've been able to turn what could have been a shameful time in my life into a miracle. I look back on my rock bottom and thank the universe for all the divine lessons and clear direction on my path. Most importantly, I appreciate my addiction because through my recovery, I've been able to help others get sober too. When you choose to perceive your experiences through the lens of appreciation, you can reframe something very uncomfortable into a miracle. You can choose to appreciate a heartbreak as an opportunity to deeply feel, or you can appreciate a diagnosis as the catalyst for putting you on a healing path. Appreciation gives you a perspective that is aligned with the love of the universe. When you see your life through this lens, you can assume the energy of acceptance. By finding things to appreciate, you can easily accept even a difficult experience as a great learning device on your spiritual journey. Let appreciation clear your path and guide you forward. Appreciate the people in your life, even those who trigger you. When you begin to devote your attention to what you appreciate about others, you immediately feel relief. In my book, Judgment Detox, there's a chapter called See for the First Time. In that chapter, I suggest that readers focus their practice on someone they've been resenting, and I ask them to list everything they appreciate about that person. The purpose is to consciously choose to see that person in their light, to accept our oneness, and see that the love within them is a reflection of our own. This step can be challenging for people who feel that they've been treated badly. In these cases, I suggest that they appreciate what they were able to learn from the relationship, even if it was painful. I tell them that I applied this practice to current and past relationships in my own life and experienced miraculous results. By practicing seeing for the first time and appreciating people whom I'd been resenting, I began to feel a newfound freedom. I felt released from attack thoughts as forgiveness set in, and I was able to liberate myself from daily feelings of anger. Appreciating the people who have hurt us helps us release the energetic hold they have on us. When we resent others, we block our super attractor power because our resentment keeps us in a low vibrational state. Forgiveness is necessary if we're going to live with ease and effortlessly attract more of what we want. Let appreciation be your guide to releasing the attachments you have to your attack thoughts and past resentments. When you release the past, you clear space to attract what you want in the present. Meditate on appreciation. A powerful way to connect to being a super attractor is to meditate on the feeling of appreciation. Within minutes of your meditation practice, you can become like a magnet for what you want. Follow these steps to bring yourself into alignment with the universe and tune into your power. Go to GabbyBernstein.com/superattractor to download the guided audio version of this meditation. Prepare to meditate by finding a silent space and getting comfortable. Open your journal and write out one full page of appreciation. Press play on an uplifting song you love. Be sure to choose a song that makes you feel really good. Sit in meditation while listening to the song and think about all the things you appreciate. Let your mind wander into more and more appreciation. Allow positive emotions to flow through you. Feel the feelings and let them flow. Ride the momentum of the good feelings. When you're ready, gently come out of your meditation and pick up your journal. Once again, let your pen flow and continue to write about what you appreciate. Write until you feel complete. This appreciation meditation practice will feel great. When you attune your energy to these good feeling emotions, you will instantly notice a major shift. You'll feel more alive and awake. Inspiration will pour through you. People will want to spend more time with you, and your attracting will speed up. There are countless times in my life when I've witnessed amazing universal support and wild synchronicity after practicing an appreciation meditation. Follow this practice and witness how quickly your manifesting will speed up. Most importantly, celebrate how great you feel. When you appreciate others and yourself, it's the closest you can get to becoming a match with the energy of the universe. When our energy matches the energy of love, that is when we are truly super attractors. From this energetic state, anything is possible. You can heal the past, attract what you want in the present, and know that the future will unfold in whatever way is of the highest good. In this state of love, you are powerful beyond measure because you're aligned with the source of who you are. There is no resistance in this state. There's only love. The love is what dissolves all boundaries and clears the path. We think we need to try hard to get what we want when all we really have to do is stop trying and start appreciating. Appreciation has the power to put you into a relaxed state in which you are receptive to the positive flow of the universe. In this state of receptivity, your super attractor power is at an all-time high, and you're primed to manifest your desires. Stop trying and start appreciating. Appreciation will play a big role in the coming chapter. In chapter 10, you will be guided to strengthen your faith in the universe. The more appreciation you embody, the easier it will be to rely on the power of the universe and believe you're worthy of miracles. Carry your appreciation into the next chapter and faith will surely set in. One moment of appreciation at a time has guided my greatest manifestations. Today, 6 years after that train ride in London, Jessica and I still embody the energy of appreciation. We appreciate our friendship, our business collaboration, and the great work we can do in this world. We appreciate the incredible team of people we have the privilege of working with, and we appreciate you, our reader, for giving us the best reason to wake up and get to work each day. Our friendship and business relationship is God's creation because it was born out of appreciation. And it's that same appreciation that continues to propel us forward as we create a movement throughout the world. As I close this chapter, I think about my morning appreciation journal, and I celebrate that Jessica is always at the top of the page. May appreciation clear your path as it has mine. I know that the moment you begin applying the practices in this chapter, you will experience miracles. Focus your attention on that good feeling emotion and notice your positive feelings increase. Now that you're feeling better, appreciate your ability to shift your energy so quickly. Look for even more things to appreciate and continue to celebrate how great it feels. Trust in this process and know that the more you attune to the energy of appreciation, the more the universe will deliver. Chapter 10, Let the Universe Catch Up with Your Dreams. In March of 2017, I was working hard to heal core wounds from my past, releasing control of my business, and learning how to trust people to support me. I was also in my third year of trying to conceive. I had a deep desire to be a mother, but I continued to run into emotional roadblocks. It seemed that the universe wanted me to focus on my own healing,